Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy. Passionate. Dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk, where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm, bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey, Vols fans, welcome back to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. You got Bird, solo Bird, that is, another week without the Duke. We're looking forward to his return so we can talk about 2025 season. As for now, we're going to dive a little deeper into the 2025 football season. Doubt is thick in the air around Knoxville. But as true fans, fans who've been through it all, we know that we've always had like a weird confidence about them, even though sometimes it's not appropriate, you know, like with Garantano's second year, you know, things like that. The Vols will enter 2025 with a little chip on their shoulder, and today we're going to break down why you should not count them out. And with always Heupel, when there's a little bit of negative towards them, you should count him as dangerous. We're going to talk that. We're going to talk still a little bit more in the quarterback position. Thanks for tuning in. We'll get started in a minute.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Before we get going in this first topic, I do want to take a second and say thank you to the people that have subscribed and automatic downloads, and you listen to us every episode. We would not be ranked in the top 15 of Tennessee sports podcasts without you. We were a little higher a couple years back and then stopped doing video, and so we fell a little bit, but that's okay. We'll see what this year holds for us. Thank you again for your contribution to that. Let's talk Josh Heupel, the fuel for this team. It's well documented that Tennessee has been picked to finish 9th in the SEC behind Vanderbilt. And I don't know if this all stems from losing, you know, the offensive line, losing your, quote, five-star quarterback, paid like a five-star quarterback, played like a three-star quarterback. They also only had 3 players to be named preseason All-SEC team. For some programs, that might be crushing, but for Heupel, oh my Lord, that is just fuel. That is fuel for him to get into his room, get into his guys' heads, and say, let's get out there and show them that they're wrong. Bob Stoops said, you show Josh Heupel a room full of doubters, and he'll show you a team ready to prove every one of them wrong. Stoops even recalled Heupel's mindset from 2000, asking, why not us? That mindset hasn't changed, you know. So while the Vols may be in a reloading season, They still have very good defense. Their head coach knows exactly how to turn that doubt or that negativity into a positive drive. So, again, like last week, you have the quarterback situation that we talked about. Just to recap a little bit, Nico being gone with NIL drama. He stopped showing up and walked away from the program, ghosting coaches. And even Urban Meyer said Tennessee screwed without Nico. You want to talk about lighting up a quarterback room. Hearing someone, we'll just say controversial Urban Meyer, but still good coach. Tennessee screwed without Nico. In the quick turnaround with Nico's leaving, the Vols turned to the App State transfer that we talked about last week. It drew skepticism. A few people in the media saying Tennessee is going to win. I don't think Tennessee is going to win the SEC with that dude from Appalachian State at quarterback, end quote. This kind of... at least he has. Here's the thing is he had to transfer out. He needed to transfer out, and he's someone who has taken snaps in the NCAA. The other two guys in the room have not done that, unless it was, you know, fourth quarter, whatever, and then of course in the spring game. So Joey Aguilar is not unproven. So let's dispel some of the myths right now. He's not a mystery person. You know, you're not like, who is he? He's only played in JUCO, or he's been a backup. He's a proven playmaker at App State. He lit up the scoreboards. Granted, as I always say, and the Duke says I'm stupid for it, not the SEC or the other conference. He's racked up 6,700 plus yards, 56 touchdowns in two seasons. Small brief stop at UCLA for last year, and then now going to Knoxville. He has a big arm. He's poised under pressure, which is what you need in Knoxville, especially with the big arm, and being accurate with the big arm is going to be the question. Can he be Hooker-ish? According to ESPN's Bill Connolly, Joey Aguilar actually holds a clear edge over Nico I'm Gonna Leave Ya in one crucial skill, scrambling. Nico, Mr. Run Out of Bounds on fourth and whatever, didn't look that great. Maybe he wasn't big enough. I said, for him coming in for his first year, he better put on 15, 20 pounds of something. And maybe he did, but he still didn't look great running. Connolly states Aguilar is, quote, far better at scrambling and, quote, takes far fewer sacks. Again, fewer sacks in a different conference. This is a key trade for Josh Heupel's fast-paced offense. So, Nico had 28 sacks last year. Aguilar only went down 15 times, so he is a better scrambler. Pocket awareness could help him in that tight QB race. He brings pocket feel. He brings poise. He has the smarts. We've always said over the past couple years, you got to have a smart quarterback. Got to have a smart quarterback. I still, to this day, think that Josh Dobbs would have been great under Heupel's offensive playmaking. You got to have the smarts to extend the plays when the protection collapses. That's across college football in its entirety, not just in Knoxville. This trade alone can keep those drives alive, keep the change moving. Think back to Hooker. I always, you know, Hooker-ish. He thrived on this. He so many broken clay plays into first downs. Aguilar may not be flashy, but he is, quote, functional in all the right ways. Tennessee fans, we know that a smart QB can be dangerous. We've seen it. We've seen it under Heupel's offense. We've seen it under previous administration's offense. Having to be smart. If he wins the job, he may just be the one the Vols need to edge out on that. There's still a lot of people fixated on the messy exit of Nico. It went for, I feel like, a month or two of just nothing, and now all of the sudden, I'm going to leave you family is pushing back. Maybe they didn't like being irrelevant for 2 months and came back into the media. Josh Heupel's eyes are on the bigger prize. He wants to win the SEC. He wants to win the playoff. He doesn't want to get embarrassed in the first round of playoff like last year. He has a major-ish asset to help him, and that is that fierce defense under Tim Banks. Tennessee brings back 8 battle-tested starters on defense. He's going to bring the heat. Jermaine McCoy, Boo Carter, who is maybe going to be questionable. Joshua Joseph, strong defense, is going to help. It's going to give them time to focus on this QB puzzle while the defense just, you know, does what they do. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to say the big question. What will Tennessee's record be in 2025?
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
So we definitely want to wait until the Duke is back before we go game by game. So we'll just look at other people's prediction for this. On three is someone that I just like to slightly follow. You know, there's a couple of people out there I like to look at. Tennessee won 4 games scoring in the 20s. Prior to last season, they only had won 1 game scoring less than 30. So they've adapted, right? The offensive personnel truly explodes if Joey Aguilar finds his stride. Receivers like Travis Smith or Chris Razzle pop up. The wide splits in their offense create advantages in the run game. You can't, with as wide as they are, it's hard to defend the entire field. So if we can get some speed on the outside and some play calling that will hopefully confuse some safeties, and we have the run game to match or to mix it up, we could see another Hendon Hooker-type season. On three's specific prediction for 2025 is a 9-3 record. I'm similar to that. Well, like I said, don't want to get into it. They say Syracuse, ETSU, of course, UAB, Mississippi State, Arkansas for avenging last year's loss over there, which shouldn't have been, Kentucky, New Mexico State, and significantly a win at Florida in the Swamp. There's a big asterisk for me. That would be the first win in Gainesville since George W. Bush was president. Huge win for them, and of course, that could reaffirm the direction of the program, huge morale boost, blah, blah, blah. And then a win over Vandy, of course, automatic to finish the year. So on three says predicted losses, Georgia, Alabama, Oklahoma, which Oklahoma will be in revenge mode themselves. I don't know. 9-3 is not a bad season. I wish that we could find a way to beat Georgia. I think they're the 3rd game of the season, which is weird. 9-3 in the SEC, not bad, and they could be a playoff team. So you got it, Vol Nation. The doubt is there. On three made their predictions. The Duke and I will be breaking it down game by game in the upcoming weeks. You got the hype mindset. You got the potential of Joey Aguilar. You've got the defense returning. Luckily, the defensive coordinator is returning. They have a couple more very, very strong defensive winning years he won't stay around for that. Someone will come and poach him. You take all of these, you get a team ready, you use all that negative to pump them up, and hopefully they go out and prove everyone wrong. What are your predictions for 2025? Do you agree with that 9-3 take that On3 put out? Do you think Joey Aguilar will shock the SEC? He did come, you know, we've always called Appalachian State the ranked opponent killers. Will he do it? We're going to put out the question on social media, and we want to hear what your thoughts are prior to us breaking it down game by game. As always, thank you for tuning in to Tennessee Fan Talk. We'll catch you on the next one. Go Vols.
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.